Welcome to Brighton Broadcast News for Monday, May 29th, 2023. Mike Adams here. This is the audio-only edition this week. And I want to say I hope you're having a blessed Memorial Day weekend. I had a wonderful memory experience of my late grandmother. Perhaps I'll get a chance to share that with you. But even my subconscious mind even brought forth her memory in such a positive, wonderful, beautiful way. That when I woke up, I felt like, oh my gosh, this is Memorial Day. I mean, my own brain is telling me to remember my grandmother. And my mother had also given me a book, like a daily, I don't know exactly what it's called. It's a daily scripture reminder. And for the 27th, I think I'm off by, I'm off by over a day. Okay, for the 27th, it said, when you wake up, that remember to put me on, me being Jesus in the context of this, of quoting scripture there, remember to put me on as if you would wear clothing to, you know, to have Jesus as a layer in your consciousness, just as you would get dressed or maybe put on a suit to go to work or put on your clothes to walk outside. Be sure to put on the consciousness of Christ in your day so that you can move through your day with that wisdom and that love and that support. And I really felt that over the weekend. It was quite astonishing. I won't bore you with details about that. We have so much to cover, but this has been a very special Memorial Day for me. And we all really must remember there were so many amazing people that went before us and who defended the liberties that we still have remaining, or who fought for them, or who raised us. You know, you and I, we were raised by some pretty amazing people. Otherwise, we wouldn't be who we are today, right? So we must honor their memories. And yet, at the same time, we must also be prepared to, I don't want to use the word fight, I don't mean kinetically, but we do need to stand for liberty and truth and real justice. And we also need to prepare and plan, because the news I have to share for you today is some of the most serious information that I've ever brought to you here. In fact, I've been kind of beating around the bush before getting to it. Let's start with this. Let's start with the fact that the debt ceiling deal that has now been announced between Biden and, well, Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader of the House, this deal is a joke. And Steve Bannon just tore into it, as he should, by the way. This is a joke. This is a total surrender to the Democrats on nearly everything. A total surrender. It's the worst deal imaginable. Basically, it means that we're going to raise the federal debt by another $4 trillion over the next couple of years, and we get almost nothing in return. And there's a great chart on this from J.D. Rucker at thelibertydaily.com. There's an article there that says, the debt ceiling deal is far worse than most conservatives imagined, again, by J.D. Rucker. It didn't end the student loan bailout. It didn't end the $1.2 trillion IRA energy tax break for rich corporations in communist China. It didn't end the 87,000 IRS agents. I mean, it keeps 80% of the funding of the IRS expansion. It didn't cut much of anything. Almost no cuts. And it just promised to freeze the spending at the current level, which is a level that's going to drive us into total bankruptcy. So the decision that was made by Kevin McCarthy, which, by the way, a lot of GOP members are opposing, and good for them, like Marjorie Taylor Greene. But McCarthy has signed onto a deal here that would bankrupt the United States of America. So let me be clear. As of right now, if this debt ceiling is passed by Congress, that's the end of the dollar. It's the end of America. It's the end of the federal government. It's over. I don't mean the very next day. I just mean the outcome is done. It's done. There's no coming back from this. If they can't cut anything, I mean, they may say they're cuts, but they're just cutting the increases. That's all. They're not cutting anything, really. The government is going to go into more and more debt by the trillions, you know, a couple of trillion per year or more. And what happens when there's another crisis, another war, another pandemic, then shazam, trillions more. And the dollar will just be printed in order, you know, to increase this debt, which means that you should be on the lookout for more rapid inflation leaning toward hyperinflation. So remember when I said 2% per month is what you're losing in the purchasing power of the dollar? That number, and I've said it's close to 2%. That number in the next year will probably go to 2.5% per month. And then in the year after that, 3% per month. And that compounds, you know, and it's not just 36% in 1 year. It's more than that because it's compounding every month. The food prices are going to double and then double again and then double again, you know, until the collapse. That's where this is headed. The dollar is going to be worthless. The government's already proven that it's worthless. And as far as I'm concerned, I can't get out of the banks fast enough. And by the way, it was also pointed out to me over the weekend that this is just a debt deal that's just being talked about. It hasn't been passed by the House. It is possible that the House may not pass this at all and that the United States may default on its debt in the next, you know, week or so. Default. And you know what that means? The U.S. defaulting on its debt? It means the value of U.S. treasuries around the world would just plummet. Everybody would be offloading them as quickly as possible. It would be global financial chaos. I mean, we're talking about bank failures, not just across the U.S., but across the world. We're talking about currency failures. We're talking about, you know, far worse than the Bear Stearns scenario of 2008, far worse than the long-term capital management scenario of 1997 or 8. Far worse than the dot-com crash, far worse than subprime mortgage collapse, everything. We're talking about the end. If the U.S. defaults on its debt, the United States of America simply may not recover at all. The financial market domino effect cascade of collapse could be fatal for the whole Western financial system because it's just run on debt. And we may be heading into that. I hope not. But that could happen. It could literally happen in the next week. Some people believe, though, that there's enough kind of shell games with the finances that maybe the government could continue to find some money until July at some time, right? So maybe we're good for June. I don't know. But if we don't have Congress passing an increased debt ceiling, we're going to default, which ends the Western financial system. And if they do pass an increased debt ceiling, then guess what? We're going to default eventually. There is no way out of this financial quagmire that we all find ourselves in, at least no way out for the dollar, no way out for the banking system, no way out for the Federal Reserve, for the Treasury, the United States government as it exists today. And by the way, since it is a criminal cartel regime, you know, frankly, at some point, it's going to have to be rebuilt from the ground up anyway, because it's going to collapse, right? The collapse is coming. It's just a matter of when. But between now and then, whenever that day is, you and I, if we hope to survive this financially, we have got to get out. I mean, look, you make your own decisions. I'm not your financial advisor. You do what's best for you. But what I'm doing, I'm saying I have to get out of the banking system. And I am. I'm actively getting out. And I've said publicly, I'm getting all my personal savings out of the banking system, and even my companies are working to sharply minimize any exposure to the banking system, by the way. And I'm going into 100%. I'm going into gold and silver and crypto, 100%. And by gold, I don't mean all physical gold, by the way. Some of it's vaulted. You know, there's vaulted gold companies. There's like Kitco.com out of Canada. There's what is the one called? OneGold.com. And these are not endorsements. I can't speak for the risk assessment of these companies. I'm just saying there's vaulted gold services and companies where you can, there's the Texas Depository, by the way. You can put your gold and silver in the Texas Depository, pay a little storage fee, and they'll protect it for you, you know, unless the Chinese military comes along and seizes it or something. But some of it's vaulted gold and silver, and the rest of it is in crypto. And the crypto for me is for rapid transactions. And I know that I was a critic of crypto for quite some time, just because of the hype of it, right? And some of the crap coins and so on. But right now in this scenario of rapidly failing banks, crypto offers us borderless digital rapid transactions. And if you choose private digital money, there's two privacy-oriented coins that scored at the top of my list. If you use privacy-oriented coins, then they can't even confiscate your money. They can't confiscate it. They can't take it. They can't track it. They can't control it because it's privacy-oriented. Those two coins, by the way, are Monero, M-O-N-E-R-O, which is XMR, and Epic Cash, E-P-I-C, Epic Cash. And those are the two, as far as I can tell, those are the two highest scoring privacy-oriented coins. And Epic Cash, by the way, is about to, reportedly, it's going to be listed with changenow.io in maybe a week or so. Who knows? Maybe it'll take a month. I don't know. But if it goes live there, then it's going to be way easier for people to buy and sell and trade than it is right now. It's kind of complicated for people at the moment to buy it and hold it. But the interesting thing is that Monero, I was looking this up. If you go to coinmarketcap.com, Monero right now is $155 per coin. Epic Cash is $1.15. Think about that. So Epic Cash is 100 times cheaper, or let's say 1/100th the cost, actually a little less, compared to Monero. But Epic Cash actually has, in my opinion, somewhat better technology because it uses the Mimblewimble blockchain, which does not store wallet IDs on the blockchain. So that's interesting. And I think it's only because very few people have heard about Epic Cash so far, but that's probably going to change in a month or so. Anyway, my point is, I'm just going into, oh, and I should disclose, I do hold both Epic Cash and Monero, and I hold some Zcash, and I hold some Pirate Chain, and I hold Bitcoin, and I hold some Litecoin, and so on, because I've been, like I said, I've been moving everything into either metals and crypto. That's it. And people say, well, how do you, what about the volatility in crypto? Like, are you kidding me? What about the certainty of losing value of your dollars? Isn't it funny that people don't think about the fact that they're losing purchasing power in their dollars every day? They don't consider that to be volatility. That's theft. Your purchasing power is being confiscated. And Biden and McCarthy just told you they're going to loot more money from you because they're going to have to print trillions more. They just basically announced that they're going to steal more money from you. How do people not see that as a risk? That, I mean, at least with private digital money, you know, or even Bitcoin, at least with Bitcoin, did you know the central bank can't print more Bitcoin, right? Bitcoin has built-in scarcity, whatever the final limit is, like 21 million coins or whatever, built-in scarcity. No one can print more Bitcoin, and certainly not governments. So frankly, Bitcoin, no, here's my public prediction. Bitcoin will outlast the dollar. There's no question in my mind. Bitcoin will outlast the dollar. What will the price of Bitcoin be? I don't know. What will the price of the dollar be? Zero. Okay. So when people ask me about volatility, I put it right back at them. What about the volatility of your dollars? They're going to zero. That's volatile. What about the volatility of your bank? Your bank's going to collapse. That's volatile. What about the fact that you can't even move money around without being interrogated by your bank manager? Oh, what are you doing with all that money? Huh? Why do you want to wire? Why do you need cash? Explain to us. You know, you saw this story last week. NatWest Bank, if you try to take cash out, they're like, you got to prove to us that you have a legitimate reason for taking out that cash. Like, what do you mean? Bring invoices. Invoices for what? Are you kidding me? At least with Bitcoin or any other crypto, or even with gold or silver, you don't need anybody's permission to send it, to spend it, to do whatever you want with it. You don't need their permission. And that's why it's superior money. I 5 years ago, I couldn't imagine I'm saying this, but here I am. I am saying that Bitcoin is superior money to the dollar. It really is. And by the way, Bitcoin only rates 49 out of 100 on my rating chart. And Epic Cash rates 90, and Monero rates 84. So both Monero and Epic are superior money to Bitcoin from my point of view, and Bitcoin is superior to the dollar. What does that tell you? Folks, this system is cratering so fast. Oh, and by the way, gold and silver have outlasted, you know, the rise and fall of civilizations. And gold and silver don't need computers or even a power grid, right? So that's the unique superpower of gold and silver, is it's money even when civilization has collapsed. But then again, you can't transmit gold through the internet, right? So that's why you need digital private money, different use cases for different things. I'm putting together a comparison chart on all of this, by the way. I'll share it with you when I get it done. But the point is, we now know for sure how this is going to end. This is going to end in a debt blowout, hyperinflation, money printing orgy in Washington, D.C., and the whole thing is going to come crashing down. And it could come crashing down as early as June, or perhaps they can hold it together a couple more years. I don't know. It could be like next week or next year or any time in between. Not sure, but I'm not waiting around to find out. I'm not waiting around. Because I know gold's going to be around. I know silver will still exist. And I know that Bitcoin, and I know that Epic, and I know that Monero, and I know that these crypto coins are actually, they're going to exist. I don't know what the price is going to be, but at least I know that they're going to outlast the dollar. That much is clear. I also know people buying land, because of course land isn't going to vanish, right? So, and all the things I've said before still hold true. You know, gold and silver and land. Ammo and tractors and diesel fuel, power tools and firearms, you know, things that are real, things that just can't vanish, right? And what's interesting to me about cryptocurrency and blockchain is that even though it's not physically real, it is distributed. It's holographic, which means that a whole copy of the system exists on every node, and there can be thousands of nodes running. So it's everywhere. In other words, you can't clobber, like you can't really crush Bitcoin. I don't know how many Bitcoin nodes are running out there. Maybe it's 10,000 or maybe it's 100,000. I don't know. Whatever the number is, it's probably more like 100,000. But if you clobber 50,000 nodes, it still doesn't kill Bitcoin. If you clobber 90,000 nodes, it doesn't kill it. As long as there are like two nodes still running, it's viable. And they will never be able to clobber that many nodes for any of these level one coins. You know, even Monero, they can't kill it because it exists everywhere. It's like the force in The Empire Strikes Back. It surrounds us, you know. It moves through us. It's everywhere. It's like Yoda talking about the force. This is what decentralized money is. It's everywhere but nowhere all at the same time. Fascinating stuff. Speaking of financial issues, by the way, Target retailer has lost $10 billion in 10 days in terms of its market valuation. I would just say keep it up, folks. Keep it up. If you own any Target stocks, sell them. Frankly, sell Target stocks. Take that money and put it in, you know, something that makes more sense to you, whatever that is, gold, silver, land, crypto, whatever. I mean, again, I'm not your financial advisor. You make your own decisions, do your own research, whatever. But why own stock in a retail store that partners with Satanists to push propaganda for mutilating your children, right? Why would you want to support that? That's crazy. So Target stock continues to fall. It's the lowest value that it's been all year so far, and it's probably heading lower because, frankly, the entire conservative movement that boycotted Bud Light is now boycotting Target for all the right reasons. And you should boycott Target. In fact, you should tell the people at Target politely but firmly that you won't shop there. ever again unless they denounce satanic transgenderism garb for children. Now, what's really shocking in all this is that the LGBT militant cultists, some of them have been targeting Target with bomb threats. And as Newsweek reported, staff and customers at several Target locations were evacuated on Friday after bomb threats were made at select stores across the country. And it says, there's an email that says that Target is full of cowards who turned their back on the LGBT community and decided to cater to the homophobic right-wing redneck bigots. This is in the email. Who protested and vandalized their store. We won't stand idly by as the far right continues to hunt us down, says the email, which made a bomb threat. This email, which was obviously written by left-wing transgender militant lunatic terrorists, said that bombs had been placed in five different Target locations near the city of Cleveland, Ohio. And there was a screenshot of the email published by Cleveland19.com. Right. And so police departments were contacted and so on. There were some evacuations. USA Today reported this story without mentioning that the bomb threats were made by the trannies. USA Today implied in their headline that the bomb threats came from right-wing people who were mad at Target. So, of course, USA Today is fake news. They're deliberately lying and misleading, committing, you know, journalistic fraud on purpose to try to mislead people. And but that's what you expect from the corporate media every single day. In truth, these LGBT militant lunatics, number one, somehow they think that they're being hunted down, which I don't know, this is another delusion in their minds. It's not only delusional that they think like a biological man thinks he's a woman, that's a delusion. And then another delusion is they think they're being hunted down by somebody. Who's hunting trannies? There's no tranny hunting real-time streaming video channel out. Nobody's hunting trannies. Are you kidding me? It's the trannies that are making the bomb threats and shooting up the Christian schools and carrying out violence while claiming that they're being subjected to genocide somehow. I mean, talk about projection. These are the terrorists. These trannies are the terrorists. But Target... Target wants to bow down to the terrorists because, of course, they really, really, really want to mutilate more children and you know, bow down to Satan also. So Target has decided to go all in with Satan and tranny terrorists and child mutilations, and that's what Target stands for now. So keep boycotting Target unless they come out and apologize profusely and pull the entire clothing line and state unequivocally that they will no longer push transgender garb for children, then you should boycott them permanently. The situation is so crazy with these violent transgenders, by the way, that there's a trans cyclist. His name is Zach Bridges, but he thinks he's a woman, so he's delusional. He calls himself Emily. He lashes out at, quote, genocidal British cycling after being banned from competing against women. So this is carried by davidicke.com. And this transgender thinks that he is being subjected to genocide because he's not allowed to compete against women, even though he's a biological man. Genocide, right? So think about how insane this is, that these biological men, they think if they don't get the right to beat up women in the boxing ring or the wrestling match or on the cycling team or the swimming team or whatever, if they don't get the chance to compete against women, they claim to be subjected to genocide. Genocide is the mass slaughter of a race or an ethnic group. Where there is no mass slaughter of transgenders, other than, of course, via vaccines. Vaccines, especially the COVID vaccines, which were taken by reportedly 96% of the LGBT people, that is medical genocide, by the way. But saying that you can't compete against women, that's not genocide. That's just common freaking sense. But these people imagine that they're being hunted and killed by I don't know, women or something. No wonder they want to beat up women in the ring. Maybe they think they're being hunted by women or something. I don't know. There's all kinds of levels of mental illness that we're watching in these people, but they think they're being subjected to genocide. That's insane. But let's go back to financial news here for a second. The State Farm Insurance Company has announced they will sell no more homeowner policies in California. No home insurance for you if you live in California. You know why? Because they have expectations of catastrophes, like insane, catastrophic losses in California. Now, I mean, so bad these losses are expected to be that they don't even want to insure anybody in the state of California. And by the way, I'm hearing from a lot of people that it's becoming almost impossible in some places to buy home insurance, or it's even more difficult to buy car insurance. These insurance companies don't want to insure much of anybody from anything. And the companies that are still offering insurance are charging double or triple the rates from a couple of years ago. It's getting insane. But what does State Farm know about California that makes them think there's going to be a large-scale catastrophe that would make it, let's say, you know, financially catastrophic to insure homes in California? Can you guess what that event might be? Could it be a civil war? Could it be a mass uprising of the communists that live in California? Could it be that the radical left is going to have its activation day that I've been talking about in conjunction with the CCP, the People's Liberation Army, and they're going to have a purge day, or I call it activation day, where they're going to try to mass murder all conservatives and Christians across America? And seriously, this is what they believe. It's going to be part of this communist activation. And in this process, guess which area is probably going to be destroyed? The cities of California, because they will be the battle zones, the war zones. Open warfare in the streets of San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, you name it, all across Orange County, whatever, and LA County, give me a break. You're going to be playing Escape from LA very quickly in that scenario, probably. And even State Farm knows what's coming. They're just like, we're not even going to write policies anymore. So you're going to see more and more of this. And by the way, more stores are pulling out. I think Old Navy closed down their last store in one of these California cities. A lot of retailers are just closing up shop and leaving. They're done. Because you can't exist in a California city because shoplifting is legalized. It's lawless. It's not even safe for your employees to show up. And by the way, nobody wants to work to begin with. So the cities of California are in a state of rapid collapse. And before long, perhaps when the dollar collapses, and we don't know when that's going to be, but when the dollar does collapse, these California cities will become active anarchy battle zones, just battles in the streets, just gangs running rampant. Actually, the gangs will have the only structure that functions at that point. There won't be functioning police. There won't be functioning law enforcement of any kind. No functioning, 911 services, nothing. The gangs already have a hierarchical structure that can function and will function. The gangs will be running California cities. And they will have no mercy, by the way. They will eventually reestablish order, but it won't be under the rule of law. Let me tell you. Nope. It'll be under the rule of full auto AKs, by the way, and law enforcement will have no-go zones. We just don't go there. That's what's coming. So this is a good reminder, by the way, to get your backup comms. Don't forget our sponsor in this space, Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com. You saw the story. Was it last week? 50 U.S. senators have been given satellite phones by the, what was it, the sergeant at arms? Yeah, so senators have sat phones now. And, well, there's going to be upcoming news about satellite phones. I'll share with you when I'm allowed about some other people relying on sat phones. When the cell towers go down or the power grid goes down or you're stuck in chaos, you will need a way to contact loved ones. Sat phones allow you to do that. And so do Bivy Sticks, B-I-V-Y, Bivy Sticks, which are two-way satellite text messaging devices that work even when the cell towers do not work. So you can get these at SAT123.com. That's the satellite phone store. I won't travel without them. Now, we're going to talk about Ukraine and Russia today, but can I first ask and just remind everybody, where is Gonzalo Lira? Where is Gonzalo Lira? He was taken prisoner by the Ukrainian government. It was about 2 weeks ago now. And he was reportedly accused of writing pro-Russia content or criticizing the Zelensky corruption regime. And so they went to his apartment, which was in Kharkiv, I believe, and they took him, they arrested him, and that's the last we've heard of him. Where is Gonzalo Lira? I believe he's a citizen of Chile, or I know he's from Chile originally. I don't know if he's also a U.S. citizen. I think he is. But how come, you know, we heard about Brittany, what was her name? Brittany Griner, the basketball player that a lot of people actually think is a man, by the way, a transgender basketball player who, at least that's the claim, I don't know for sure. But she was caught smoking or carrying some kind of marijuana in Russia, and she went to prison in Russia. She was convicted and sent to like a work camp for a couple of weeks, and then her release was negotiated, right? The Biden regime traded Brittany Griner, if that's her name, a women's basketball player. She might not even be a woman. I don't know. These days, who knows? But traded her for some high-level Russian arms dealer guy. I forgot his name. But that was some crazy trade because Brittany didn't even stand for the national anthem. She hated America. It's like, why would you rescue this person who hates America, by the way? But then when Gonzalo Lira gets arrested, you don't hear anything about it in the media, in the press. There's no negotiating for Gonzalo's freedom. Now, granted, Gonzalo is also very critical of the Biden regime, but, you know, who isn't these days? Every rational person is fed up with the Biden regime. But if Gonzalo is indeed an American, I believe he is, then shouldn't the U.S. State Department be negotiating his release from Ukraine? But that's not happening. So just want to put this out there, folks. We do not want to forget Gonzalo Lira, the name, the person, the commentator. Be sure to keep his name alive so that we can help keep him alive. Regardless of whether you agree or disagree with everything that he said, because I don't agree with everything he said either. He's a pretty opinionated person, which is fine. But it doesn't mean that they should just be able to arrest him and disappear him and he vanishes off the face of the earth. We need to remember, where is Gonzalo Lira? Okay, so I'm just putting that out there. L-I-R-A is how you spell his last name. He's Chilean originally and I think American as well. By the way, back home in Texas over the weekend, Attorney General Ken Paxton was subjected to the most outrageous, malicious smear campaign by Texas rhinos and Democrats, and they voted to impeach him. They impeached him on Saturday. Impeached him, so he had to step down, at least for now. There's an interim AG that's been put in place. And where's Governor Abbott on all this, by the way? Because Ken Paxton, he rocked it. Ken Paxton fought against Big Pharma. He fought against the LGBT child mutilation agendas in hospitals in Texas, by the way. And, you know, he fought against censorship, fought against big tech, and he was working on some bigger things, too. Ken Paxton is a pro-liberty, pro-America, pro-Texas, pro-freedom guy, pro-life, you know, and that's why they went after him. Because Big Pharma has paid off so many of the lawmakers in Texas, and so has Big Tech. And so have the Satanists, by the way. Even in Texas, it's not just the Democrats that are treasonous traitors working against humanity. It's also the rhino Republicans in the Texas legislature. Shame on you rhinos for voting against Ken Paxton, for voting to impeach him. Paxton's the best AG that this state has had in my lifetime, as far as I can remember. I guess I don't know all the former AGs, but I don't remember anybody being better. So bring Paxton back. My understanding is he now faces a trial in the Senate, and that it would have to be a 2/3 vote to convict him. So what I'm asking you to do, if you live in the state of Texas, please contact your state representatives and the governor's office, and you offer your support for Ken Paxton. We want Paxton back. We want Paxton to keep going after big tech and big pharma and the transgender mutilation agenda, the cult of child mutilators. Paxton is a powerhouse, and that's why they want him out, because he stands for humanity and he stands for we the people. So do what you can to voice your support for Ken Paxton. We need him back, and he can survive this. He can survive a Senate vote, and he could be reinstated as the AG. And I'm praying that that's exactly where this goes. Now, we're going to talk about Ukraine and Russia here, because frankly, the risk of nuclear war is massive at this point. I'll explain why. But first, there was a story. You want to talk about Western propaganda? This is amazing. There was a story in businessinsider.com under their military and defense heading over the weekend, I think Friday. Here it is. Here's the headline. Ukrainian women training for war can kill Russians with office supplies, says resistance group leader. Okay, you got it? So the Ukrainian women are so tough that they can kill Russians with staplers. Yeah, I'm not even kidding. I'm not making this up. The subheads for the story, Ukrainian Women's Guard founder Olena Biletska told journalist Tim Mack that she's trained more than 60,000 women. Okay, now, first of all, by the way, in the West, I thought there's no such thing as a woman. And I'm wondering, how does this Olena Biletska or whatever, how does she even define a woman? Does she know what a woman is? Or does she sign up for the left-wing lunacy where they can't define a woman? So how do you even say Ukrainian women if you don't know what a woman is? Because, you know, if you're all in with America and NATO and the West, then you can't even acknowledge that women exist, by the way. So how can women kill Russians with office supplies if there are no women to begin with? How do you even know that's a woman? All right? Anyway, this came out in this interview. And then Biletska said that some women can kill with nothing other than a pencil or a pen. Well, now. Yeah, in Hollywood, maybe. If a woman can become John Wick, suddenly, transformation. Talk about transgenderism. And you can turn a pen into a deadly weapon because you can jab people in the carotid arteries perfectly every time, no matter what. So my question is, if this is true, and I can't doubt it, it was in Business Insider. It's from a resistance group leader. If this is true, then our weapon supply problems for Ukraine have just been solved. We don't need to send HIMARS missile systems, artillery, and M777s. We don't need to send F-16s. Just send office supplies. This is genius. Let's just send pens and pencils and staplers and just have a bunch of Ukrainian women, I guess, on the front lines there facing off against Russian artillery and drones and machine guns and whatever and tanks. Who cares? What's a tank versus a Ukrainian woman armed with office supplies? Office supplies will always beat the tank, according to Western propaganda. This is how crazy the propaganda is. In fact, here's a quote from Biletska. Quote, "We have women who can kill individuals with office supplies, you know, like a pencil or a pen. It's not just guns or rifles, but the objects available in an office supplies store." I assume she's talking about like sticky notes, you know, spiral binders. What else you find at an office supply store? Like paper cutters? Yeah. What do? Like march to the front lines with your paper cutter and tell the Russians to put your head in this thing and then we just chop it off. This is the insanity of Western propaganda. The insanity that I guess they're going to arm women with pens and just send them out on the front lines and then say that we're going to win this. We can win this. Who cares about Russian artillery? And by the way, I don't mean to demean Ukrainian women in any manner whatsoever. I'm sure Ukrainian women are very tough and very determined. Would have to be. But I don't think you could just supply them with a bunch of box cutters and send them out to the front lines and say, kill Russians with office supplies. It's absurd. But it's no more absurd than transgenderism, of course. It's no more absurd than, you know, when the West says that, Russia attacked unprovoked when NATO spent the last, 20 years provoking Russia. Now, let's talk about provocations, because that's where this is headed next. And this is the massive, massive danger that we now face. Biden saying he's going to supply F-16s, right? And some F-16s, in case you didn't know, some F-16s can carry nuclear weapons. Which means that if America or any other country provides F-16s, or at least a certain variant of F-16s, they can carry nuclear weapons, and then Russia would be subject to being nuked by the F-16s. So in response to that possibility, a former Russian president, Medvedev, he said that Russia would have to launch a preemptive nuclear strike against the West if F-16s show up in Ukraine, okay? So this actually showed up in the UK Daily Mail. Here's the headline. Russia will launch a preemptive nuclear strike if the West provides Ukraine with nukes, Moscow warns. And provides them with nukes via F-16s, by the way. Dmitry Medvedev says West underestimate Putin's willingness to bring about Armageddon. And he says that the Ukrainian war could last for decades. Well, I guess that means we're going to have to send more office supplies, according to Business Insider. But all pathetic jokes aside, Dmitry Medvedev said the West is failing to grasp Putin's willingness to bring about nuclear Armageddon. He warned that the war has escalated further, with Ukraine receiving warplanes such as U.S. F-16s and maybe even nuclear weapons. He says, quote, there are some irreversible rules of war. If it comes to deliveries of nuclear weapons to Ukraine, a preemptive strike will have to be carried out. He goes on, you know, in case that's not clear enough, he goes on, says it will mean that a missile with a nuclear warhead will come flying to them. Okay. He also goes on to state that, well, he says it is necessary to destroy the very nature of the Nazi power in Kiev. That's a direct quote. And he says that, what is this? It will depend on which way the process of disintegration of this dying state will take as a consequence of a lost military conflict. Okay. Anyway, he goes on. Instant collapse with simultaneous annihilation of all hallmarks of statehood, he says. So, you know, a firebrand guy, right? He's speaking in some pretty aggressive, harsh tones, obviously. But the key thing that he said is that if the U.S. provides F-16s to Ukraine, Russia will launch a preemptive nuclear strike. Now, importantly, he did not say that the preemptive nuclear strike would be a strike on Ukraine. He said that the strike, or at least he implied that the strike would be, what did he say? That a missile with a nuclear warhead will come flying to them. Who is them? He's talking about the United States, the providers of the F-16s. Again, a missile with a nuclear warhead will come flying to them. Where would the target be for such a nuclear missile? It would not be Kiev. It would be Washington, D.C. That's what he's saying. At least that's my understanding of what he is saying. And clearly he's not waiting around for America to launch nukes first. He is saying that Russia would launch a preemptive nuclear strike against Washington, D.C. That's what he's saying. Now, recall that Joe Biden who is a puppet of the CCP and working for O'Biden or Obama, who has been trying to destroy America from within since, well, for a long time, but at least since 2008. Understand that this goal of having America nuked by Russia, I believe, has been the end game goal of the Biden administration, even the Obama administration, from the very start. And this was the plan of the Clinton administration, Hillary's, had she won. And thank God she lost. But this is why they had to rig the election in 2020 to get Biden in there and make sure that they can escalate into nuclear war and get Russia to nuke America. And now Medvedev comes along and says he's going to do exactly that. So what this means is that we could be weeks away. Or how long does it take to get the F-16s over there? I don't know. Maybe some of them are already on the way. But the minute F-16s start to show up in airfields that are within, you know, combat distance of Russian troops, according to Medvedev, he will launch a nuclear missile at Washington, D.C. That could be next week, folks. That could be, you know, in June. It could be sometime this summer. Who knows? But it could be days away. And do you think he's bluffing? Do you think he's bluffing? Because with F-16s there, America could nuke Russia with those missiles very easily, and Russia may not have time to react, so they might be forced, at least in their own minds, forced into a preemptive strike. And again, since this has been the goal of the Biden regime, we could be looking at a situation where America is nuked in June. And then, of course, the Biden regime uses that as a means of control. You know, domestic emergency, total gun confiscation, declaration of war, seizing all means of farming, all the refineries, you know, the full extent of the National Defense Authorization Act signed into law by Barack Obama in 2012, the NDAA, which also means they can take over all websites, all media, all press, all forms of communications, all cell towers, everything. Okay. That's what they are preparing to do. They will use this in order to avoid a 2024 election. And they will also use this to avoid taking blame for the financial collapse that they are putting into place, that they are causing to happen. You know, with all this debt money spending and then trillions of printing and, you know, the hyperinflation collapse. They need a war. This is the cycle of history, folks. This is the cycle of what governments do. They need a war to displace blame, to shift blame off of themselves into some other catastrophe. And nuclear war with Russia is the perfect scenario for them to point to say, oh, that's why the currency collapsed. That's why everything's so bad. We're at war. And by the way, if you don't fully support us in this war, then you're with the enemy. And remember, in Ukraine, they outlawed all independent media. They outlawed them all. You cannot have a publisher or news organization in Ukraine that is not 100% run by the Zelensky criminal regime, by the way. This is what they're aiming for in the United States, to have total government control over all communications. And anybody who is outside that system will just be arrested, criminalized, have their domain seized, have their bank accounts seized. Yeah, that's coming. Or they will be labeled disinformation, misinformation, enemies of the state, allies of Putin, whatever. This is exactly where this is going. And it's happening at such a rapid pace. And it's so obvious. It's right here, right out in the open. And there are some sources that say there are already F-16 ground crews in place in Poland, already F-16 supply chains set up for Europe, that the F-16s are going to start rolling out over the next few weeks. And then we're going to find out, I guess, whether Medvedev is serious or not, or whether Putin agrees with him. We're going to find out whether the West gets nuked. This is how insane our leaders are. A bunch of criminals that hate America and want to see it destroyed, and they may very well get their wish. By the way, as a tangent here, I just want to give a shout out to thelibertydaily.com, which is the best alternative to the Drudge Report. It's better than Citizen Free Press, in my opinion. I think thelibertydaily.com has a much better selection of headlines from more diverse sources, including us, sometimes, Natural News. And they did a great job over the Memorial Day weekend posting headlines. Even when my own site, censored.news, is delayed on the weekends because I don't have staff working. So even though I post headlines myself sometimes, often I'll send them to my staff in a batch and ask them to do the actual copy and paste. And when they're not working, that doesn't get done. So thelibertydaily.com did a great job. I just want to give them a shout out. I think it's J.D. Rucker's site. I'm not 100% sure of that, but J.D. Rucker is a brilliant analyst and author, and we have him scheduled for an interview coming up, by the way. So I can't wait to get him back on and see what his thoughts are on a number of subjects. But there's a lot of good minds out there, a lot of great people, and we're just honored to be among them in this time, in this era, when humanity is being asked to do so much against such great odds. The power of evil and Satanism and the trans terrorists and the rogue governments and the warmongers and all of it, you know, the food poisoners and the geoengineers and all of it. Oh, and don't forget the bioweapons developers, the depopulation pushers, you know, the infertility masters. We're up against a lot right now. Let's be clear. We're up against a lot. And billions are probably going to die. And there will be a financial collapse. It will be absolutely catastrophic. And, you know, by the way, as a side note, I learned over the weekend about some people that are about to get, they're about to sell their company, and they're about to make, I don't know, close to $1 billion. And these are people who I know of. I don't know them personally, but I know of them. I'm not going to mention them, but these are people who only cared about profits. And they refused to speak out against the tyranny. They refused to tell the truth about vaccines. They refused to speak out against censorship. And they just went with the flow because they wanted a big payday, some big acquisition. And they're going to get it. They're going to get like $900 million or thereabouts. And they don't deserve any of it because they don't stand for anything but themselves. The most treasured people in our world are people who have been, frankly, bankrupted and financially deplatformed and blacklisted. And the biggest sellouts end up with the most money. But the thing is, that money is going to be worthless anyway. So since these people, they don't understand anything about gold or silver or the collapse of the fiat currency or World War III or anything, they don't believe any of that stuff. They probably took the jabs even. Not only are they going to lose all their money that they thought they were all, you know, rolling in riches, they're going to lose their money. They'll probably lose their lives too because they don't believe in the Second Amendment. They don't believe in self-defense. They don't believe in the truth about anything. All they believe in is authority and venture capital and big bankers and getting a big payday and more and more and more, just money for themselves. And they're just wicked, corrupt, immoral, devilish individuals who deserve exactly what's coming to them, by the way. And they probably won't survive that much longer based on what's coming. Because, I don't know, they're going to be in their rich mansion in some city somewhere thinking that they're hot stuff, living in a multi-million dollar New York City apartment, you know, when the grid goes down. And then the zombie masses come out and just raid all the rich people's apartments and just, you know, murder them all and take their stuff. That's exactly what's going to happen to a lot of people, people who have lived in denial. And as a kind of a tangent, but it's related, I remember when in 2016, I was speaking in Dallas, Texas at the Truth About Cancer event, which was organized by Ty and Charlene Bollinger. I was speaking at that event. It was a wonderful event, a lot of great people there, and I had my own security at the event. I was the only one there who had security, so I had a couple of security guys. And whenever I interacted with people in the public, I always had my security guys with me. And I heard during the event that some, especially some kind of leftist-leaning influencers were rolling their eyes and mocking me and making fun. Oh, that Adams thinks that there's going to be censorship, and Adams thinks that the government's going authoritarian, and you know, Adams thinks there's going to be trouble with banks, and, you know, talking about me as if I were some kind of crazy person. Adams thinks that there's a depopulation agenda. And now, you know what? Some of those people are dead because they took the jab and they died. Yeah, I'm not going to name names. I'm not here to mock individuals, but just to point out, some of those people are dead. Some of those people are completely blacklisted now. Some of those people are gone. By the way, I don't mean Dr. Buttar. I know he died recently, and he's not one of those people. Dr. Buttar believed he knew everything that was going on. That's one of the reasons why they killed him, by the way. So I'm not referring to Dr. Buttar. But just generally speaking, the people that were in denial and, you know, would mock people, they would do the eye rolls. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, right? Those people, a lot of those people are either broke or dead or silenced or deplatformed or whatever, and they have no idea what to do now. Oh, and guess what? They're not calling me paranoid at this moment. No, they're trying to figure out how to survive. They're trying to figure out what to do since they took the spike protein jab, and now, you know, they've lost neurological function or whatever, and some of them have had strokes and horrible things. And some of them have given up, you know, businesses and what have you. It's, you know what? Look, reality has consequences. Everything that I'm warning you about is real. Everything. And I've been years ahead of the curve on all this. I've been years ahead of almost everybody else in this space, just to be clear. Not 100% of everybody, but most people. I mean, Steve Quayle was well ahead of me. And there are others in this space that have been well informed for a very long time. But most people were living in some sort of denial, and they got rocked by what happened during COVID. They got, their world was tossed upside down by the realization that the government is a totalitarian regime that will label you a misinformation agent and will blacklist you and will demonetize you and destroy your entire existence and your reputation and your business, and that they do this as a recipe. And I warned people about this in 2016. Most people didn't listen. And now some of them are dead, like I said. Everything I'm telling you is going to happen. It's just a question of when. The dollar will collapse. There will be a CCP activation day attempt against the United States. You know, there's going to be a declaration of martial law in America. The government will seize domain names. They will seize your bank accounts. You will be left with nothing. Even those people out there that think they're nearly billionaires and collect $900 million, it's going to be worth nothing. Nothing. You would trade $900 million for a bucket of food at some point when you get desperate enough, when you're hungry enough. You would trade $1 million for a rifle or a Glock, because people like to live in their delusional dreamlands where they want to pretend that everything's fine, that nothing's wrong. It's all good. Stop being negative, they say. Oh, we don't need guns. We don't need ammo. We don't need preparedness. We don't need to do anything. It's all fine. The government's not going to shut us down. The government's not going to silence us. All we do is talk about health. And then boom, guess what? Oh, now you're on the wrong side of the health issue. Yeah, they just shut you down. So this is happening all the time. COVID was a big wake-up call for a lot of people. And frankly, a lot of people have come to realize that what I've been talking about all these years is absolutely correct. And can I just say, I don't mean this in a braggadocious kind of way, although it might come off this way. I don't mean it this way. But frankly, the sooner you listen to my solutions and what I'm trying to communicate, the sooner that it sinks in, the sooner you take action, the better off you're going to be. Because everything I've warned about has either already happened or is in the process of happening. You know, the bank collapses, the financial collapse, the de-dollarization, the inflation, you know, the censorship, the oppression, the deplatforming, financial blacklist, all of it. And it's only getting worse. And it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. So the sooner that you take this to heart and act on it, the better off your results are going to be. And what I'm telling you today is that we are at an extremely high risk of a nuclear war where Russia would nuke the United States preemptively. Now, I'm not sure that everybody or that anybody has really allowed that to sink in and understands what that means. What does it mean if you wake up one morning and, let's say, Washington, D.C. has been struck by a nuclear warhead? What does that mean to you? Well, number one, it means that any money you have in the banks or Wall Street is gone. It's done. Any money in treasuries, done. It's gone. From that day forward, the United States of America, as you know it, is done. One nuke away from the complete dissolution of the United States. And you will have to survive based on what you have in your possession. Gold, silver, crypto, the internet will still work in many areas. And fortunately, cryptocurrency is peer-to-peer, so it's decentralized, so it can survive nukes, by the way. But you're going to have to survive on whatever you have, your skills, your assets, your self-defense, your community, your food, members around you. And if you don't have that, then you won't survive. So I would even go so far as to say, if you're not preparing for a nuclear war, then you're not preparing for the reality of risks that we now face. And I know that's a big ask. To prepare for nuclear war is a big deal. To prepare for the complete destruction of the United States government, the total collapse of the U.S., the collapse of commerce, the collapse of currency, the collapse of infrastructure, the collapse of the military, and so on, and then an invasion, an activation from within by the CCP, to the point where you're fighting a guerrilla war inside the United States in your own cities and towns against an occupying enemy force that has been placed here by the Biden regime, by Obama. If you're not ready for that scenario, you're not ready for the reality of what's coming. And I know it's hard for people to imagine, but that's what we're facing. That's the reality. And so, you know, to those people who think they're getting rich, selling a company, whatever, your dollars will be worthless. Your bank accounts will be drained or frozen. If you don't understand community defense, you will likely be hunted down by enemies of the United States, such as the People's Liberation Army, and you'll be hunted and shot and killed by those enemies who are trying to kill all Americans. You may be hunted and killed by, frankly, the militant transgender leftists who will join with the communists when it comes to this purge. And they will target white people. They will target normal people. You know, people who have families. They will target Christians. They will target conservatives. They'll target gun owners. Oh, and whatever vestiges of the federal government are still remaining, you know, rogue divisions of the FBI or the ATF or whoever, they'll be out there trying to mass murder Americans too, because they're all in with the communists. And so this won't be a North versus South civil war. This will be regional kinetic conflict in the absence of the United States federal government as an overriding force. And there will be a scramble locally at the county level, cities, towns, and ultimately states to try to reestablish the rule of law, to reestablish order. And during that process, there's going to be a lot of chaos and a lot of death. And very quickly, by the way, law enforcement will find they will have no more tolerance for nonsense. So you can expect that whatever law enforcement still exists in communities, which will also be augmented by citizen forces, by the way, will have no tolerance for looters. They'll just shoot looters on site. They'll have no tolerance for pedophiles. They will probably, well, I'm not going to say. It's up to them. They'll do whatever they're going to do. They will have no tolerance for thieves, for foreign spies. They will have no tolerance for occupiers, invaders, enemies. Things are going to get very raw and rough, probably across the country, very quickly, if we end up in a nuclear war with Russia. I mean, the scenario that's going to unfold is truly unimaginable in the minds of most people. They have not thought about these scenarios. Most people will never think about these scenarios. And thus, if these scenarios emerge, a lot of people will be consumed by them. They will be destroyed by them. Now, part of the reason that the Biden regime is so desperate to start World War III is because, of course, you know, the Bidens and the Obamas and the Clintons have been trying to wage war against Russia using biological weapons for a couple of decades. That's why there's the existence of the bioweapons laboratories in Ukraine. And over the weekend, news broke from a psych warfare officer from the Army. His name is Scott Bennett. And this was also covered by the Liberty Daily. And Scott Bennett said the Biden regime is frantic that they're going to be indicted on global war crimes and that Europe is going to turn against the United States and call for the mass arrest of the Biden regime heads, including probably Victoria Nuland, who took part in these bioweapons operations to commit genocide against Russia, by the way. And that because this regime is so desperate to avoid being indicted on global war crimes, they will try to start World War III as a cover story. So I want you to hear this two-minute video from Scott Bennett, the former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer. It's kind of a recording of a recording, so the audio isn't great, but it's a very powerful and important message. So give this a listen. And this will provide a lot of clarity for you. Check it out.
Picking Ukraine because of its proximity to Russia, as well as its DNA makeup that is extraordinarily similar to the Russian ethnic communities in Moscow and St. Petersburg. So the West has been planning a germ biochemical warfare weaponization against Russia and its people for over 20, 30 years. So this was a collaboration by the State Department, the Department of Defense, the Biden administration, Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi. That's one of the reasons they went over there to talk to Zelensky last week, is because they are frantic that they are going to be indicted in global war crimes and crimes against humanity, as they should. So this is a massive event that they can't run away from. And I think you're going to see all of Europe, when they start to irreparably face the music, they're going to turn against this American regime of criminals, pirates, and plunderers. And I think this is just the beginning. And Russia is progressing very slowly and methodically. But it's horrendous when you read the documents, and I have, and again, I participated in the documentary, and there's a third part coming out. They have been entertained the development of ticks and fleas to put into birds and then send these birds migrating into portions of Russia. They have also sought to aerosolize, turn into vapor, certain pathogens, including the plague and many other very merciless diseases and sicknesses. And this is a terrible weapon that they have been purposely developing against Russia for the purposes of weakening Russia, cannibalizing it, dismembering it, breaking it up. And this has been part of the policy since the 1990s to exploit Russia.
All right, so now you see that the Biden regime is desperate, and desperate regimes will do desperate things. So if you're wondering why would they allow the United States to be nuked, even Washington, D.C. to be nuked, and the answer is because they think that they can go into their underground bunkers and activate their COG rules, continuity of government, and that they can then reemerge after the nuke wave back to the surface and then declare an emergency and cancel all elections, and they can claim total control over the remainder of the United States. They can just move the capital if they want to, but they can just play the victim. And in their minds, this is better than being indicted on war crimes. And they could also explain away the financial collapse, you see. So they may even be secretly begging Putin to nuke America in some way, because it gives them everything they want. They want to destroy the country. They want emergencies. They want to collapse the currency. They want to maintain power. They want to cancel elections. They want to declare martial law. They want to confiscate all, you know, Second Amendment weapons and so on. It gives them all those things all at once. They want to seize domain names, shut down independent media, all that. So do not be surprised when this happens. So the bottom line, folks, is we are living in some very, very treacherous times. Very high risk of a nuclear conflict. Extremely high risk of a financial collapse, of a debt default, even coming right up. A very high risk of bank collapses. Very high risk of civil unrest. The collapse of the rule of law. All these things. And these are not imaginary things like transgenderism. These are all real things rooted in real world events, things that are happening right now that you can verify, you can see. For example, I quoted you from Medvedev. You can go to the UK Daily Mail. You can read that article. Or if you speak Russian, you can hear him say it in Russian. Okay? I'm not inventing that. He's saying a preemptive strike, a nuclear strike against the West if Biden provides F-16s. And then at the same time, Biden is saying, yeah, he's going to provide F-16s. So logically, you put those two together, it means we're going to get nuked. Right? Not a fabrication. It's just pure logic. Spock style. It's logical, Captain. Right? Okay. So once you understand that, you understand the gravity of the situation and why it's critical to be ready for rather catastrophic things to happen. And I'm even wondering if State Farm knows that, you know, Los Angeles is going to get nuked. And maybe that's why they don't want to write more home policies for Los Angeles. It's like, oh, that would be a lot of payouts to a lot of destroyed homes there, depending on the size of the nuke. And I'm not trying to make light of this at all. I'm trying to urge seriousness about this. But you need to be ready with backup plans on everything. Finances and money, communications, emergency medicine, food, shelter, self-defense, community defense, all of it. All the things I talk about in my free downloadable books, like resilient prepping, right? Or survival and nutrition and so on. You need to have backup plans for everything. Off-grid plans, plans that will survive the collapse of the grid, the collapse of the country, the collapse of the government, the collapse of the rule of law. Because those various scenarios, those are what we're facing. It's not an exaggeration, not a joke. And remember, people who didn't take me seriously 7 years ago, some of them are already dead. And a lot of them are devastated by the mistakes they've made for not being ahead of the curve on this. Get ahead of the curve. Take this seriously. Take precautions. Doesn't mean you need to panic or live in fear. You don't. We need to live in confidence, but in reality of what we're facing. And we achieve confidence through preparedness, through real-world knowledge. The oblivious masses, they never achieve confidence. They just achieve, you know, obliviousness. The facade of happiness. The carefree attitude that, oh, nothing affects me. Yeah, until a nuke drops on your city, and then it does affect you, actually. It affects everyone. So that's where we are. So use this time wisely, whatever time we have left. Watch this debt ceiling deal very closely. Watch the situation with F-16s with Russia very closely. And if you start to see news of F-16s being shipped or deployed to airports, you know, military runways in Ukraine or Poland, that's a big warning sign right there. Watch the continued bankruptcies. Watch the gutting of the cities. Watch the rising unrest and violence. Keep your eye on the ball here. And be prepared for everything. Thanks for listening today. Of course, I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And if you choose to support us, you can shop at healthrangerstore.com. We have the Memorial Day sale continuing until midnight tonight. A lot of things on sale there, including our silver-infused pillows. Help you get a better night's sleep. If you can sleep after listening to this podcast, it's filled with Kapok fiber, which is a natural seed fiber that's renewable, naturally repels water, and more. Outstanding pillows on sale, 10% off. Very, very high end, though, not inexpensive, don't get me wrong. Plus, we have a lot of nutrients and superfoods, nutritional solutions, storable food, everything like that A lot of it on sale right now. HealthRangerStore.com/Memorial Day. That sale is good until midnight tonight. And we thank you for your support. And then for the rest of this week, it should be, well, most days it will be videos in the studio. We have some amazing guests coming up. So check in tomorrow for the next episode. And let's hope the world holds together until then. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Talk to you tomorrow.